We don't talk about commitment enough. It's about sticking through the good times and the bad, which can be hard, especially when you're in your 20s, living independent lives, sometimes only seeking the good vibes. Which is why Liv and I are diving in this episode to talk about the abundance and new perspective that we have formed from a practice of commitment, whether in our relationships or in our own goals and aspirations. Hope you enjoy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're an A1 day one or you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for being here in this space with us today. We hope that you all are doing well, drinking your water, just staying hydrated and sexy. I hope that you guys are turning up to sexy red. I hope that you guys are journaling. I hope that you've been meditating. Mm. I hope that you've been finding more community in your local area. Mm. I hope that you've been just, you know, getting more money pretty much. Like, that's the prayer for my sisters out there.
I love that.
And I know that you all are too.
Retweet.
I know that you are.
The girlies are up. They are up.
You've been speaking this into existence, and that's literally all that she's been saying all year. The girlies are up. The girlies are up. No, no explanation or anything else, but like, I trust her. Like, you know, when you're down bad and then somebody's like, the girlies are up. Me recovering from pneumonia, I'm like, yeah, I am up now.
I'm the girlies. We have to be up. Yeah.
I am up.
If not up, then we're down. No.
The girlies are down bad. No. The girlies are up. Yes.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. We do need to be thinking about what is our summer. What's our summer song? What's our summer vibe? You know, no more people telling us what it is. You don't need to tell us you're your hot girl. You don't need to tell us what you in. Just pick your vibe and do it. Do it good.
And we're going to see it. Yeah, you don't have to tell us. I like that. Yes. We're going to, no more trendy.
No more.
Hot girl walks in the summertime.
No, let's just walk.
Just walk. And when we see you walking, we'll just be like, that's a bad bitch. You
hell know, like, yeah.
We'll brand hell it for
yeah.
you.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that you all are doing well.
Always.
And without further ado, we're going to get into our pulse check, which is our time to reconnect with our mind, body, soul, see how we're doing. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I'm just mentally preparing for the fact that I'm not going to see you for
like a month.
A month out of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I were to actually put all the days that you've been on vacation or been working or whatever the case is.
That I'm not home.
All the times that you're not home. Like, I'm sure I'd miss like 2 months out of the year with you.
It's probably close to a 50-50 split of when I'm gone. When I leave, it's for long stints and it's like consecutive. And I'm about to hit another rapid fire round. It always feels like once we really get into our vibe and our good energy, and then I'm like, bye. But I'm leaving back to go to Texas for a couple of weeks, which I do pretty much every year to help my parents out. And it is tough. It's going to be tough, but yeah.
I'm preparing myself now. Like, get ready now. Other than that, I'm just trying to be on my movement journey.
Yeah.
We working out, girls. And I'm like trying to think. I am preparing to get like all of my little artsy kits because I know we had a conversation on hobbies. And so I'm trying to get my art kit together. But other than that, there really aren't any new updates.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
I told somebody, y'all know, we all have to prevail through the incessant check-ins at work of how's everybody doing? How are you entering into this space? I'm like, you don't actually want to know. You're not prepared to, nobody's actually prepared for someone to be like, terribly, I'm unwell. Cause then you're immediately going to dismiss the person from the meeting, being like, it's fine. You can go take care of that. But I told somebody, I was like, my life is very mundane right now. Like nothing is going on and I welcome that. I'm okay. And I genuinely mean that. Nothing eventful is happening. Nothing terrible is happening. It's just going. And I can appreciate it just going. And I think we love that. We want that. We want more of that. We don't always need to be self-assessing. We don't always need to have big trips and plans on the horizon. We could just be doing life and it be receiving it. And
I should have just stolen your thing of I'm chilling.
And I would have hyped you up because then I would have been like, that's a bad bitch who's chilling.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I do intimately. So yeah, for me, I think I'm just getting ready to leave and I love my life here. So it's always tough to leave it because I like my routine and I've been really loving being outside. I literally told Olivia and existentially came inside after doing yard work and was like, why do we live inside? We need to be outdoors.
Yeah.
And so I'm loving being outside. And I think it's going to be a summer full of more of that at the beach, in the mountains, in my front yard, in my garden beds. And that I'm really am loving.
No complaints on life right now.
No, none.
The girlies are up.
And when we do start to take a bigger picture of what's going on, zooming out, this has been a really interesting year because it's a lot of anniversaries for things. So I've been in North Carolina for like truly post-grad 5 years. I have some 5-year friendship anniversaries. Me and my boyfriend just celebrated 3 years. And it really does prompt this conversation about commitment and longevity to things. Me and you have been doing the podcast for 5 years too. Things are kind of reaching a cycle of completion that feel really monumental because now it's not just a project on the side. It's something that you've really been committing yourself to. And so with all of those major commitments and one-off conversations that I've been having with folks about some of those anniversaries, like what does it mean to be post-grad longer than you were in school? What does it mean to have a 3-year anniversary that feels like a huge milestone? What does it feel like to have a podcast for 5 years and see the fruits of all of your labor finally? And so it really has me reflecting about this idea of commitment. And we often don't talk about our love lives in that way either, but you're also coming on a nice little anniversary soon enough. And so I thought it was really important that we talk about this idea of commitment in our life and how being committed in your 20s to things can actually help you create a lot of really sowing beautiful seeds down the road is really what I'm trying to get at.
Let's talk about something that affects all of us ladies, hormones. Because let's face it, when your hormones are out of whack, life can feel like a roller coaster. Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance, crafted by Happy Mammoth. But what sets Hormone Harmony apart? Well, it's not just another supplement. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Plus, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens that help your body adapt to hormonal changes, ensuring you feel like yourself again. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution designed for women of all ages. So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can take 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off your order today.
If you know me and Lexi, you know that we are both quite the bookworms, and we've got something exciting to share with you all today. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by the endless options at the bookstore, unsure of what to pick up next? Well, we've discovered a game changer, Book of the Month. This isn't your run-of-the-mill book subscription. It's like having a book-loving friend handpick your next literary adventure each month. Trust me, their selections are always spot on, and this month I can't wait to dive into Real Americans by Rachel Kong. What makes Book of the Month stand out? It's the simplicity. No more decision fatigue at the bookstore, just a curated selection of top-notch reads waiting to sweep you away. Lexi and I had a blast picking from a variety of genres, from pulse-pounding mysteries to heartwarming romances. But what truly won us over is their dedication to quality and fun. With just a handful of selections each month, they prioritize the joy of reading over endless options. Every book is a gem waiting to be discovered. So fellow book lovers, it's time to level up your reading game. Head over to bookofthemonth.com and use the code PETALS to snag your first book for just $5. Trust us, your bookshelf will thank you.
And so, do you ever think about that, Olivia? Like a sense of commitment or the things that you've really committed your time to?
Absolutely. And I think especially with this podcast, with it being flow-centered, it makes me think about it every day when it comes to the rituals, the routines, the way that I impact my community and friends and family, the things that I feel are authentic to my soul's purpose. I feel like that's the way that I view commitment. I'm like, okay, to the practices, to my values of showing up. And oftentimes it feels like, okay, I got this. But then other days it feels like, oh, wait, we have fallen off to the beaten path. Like we are not on the same, just like harmonious structure of commitment. And I think the beautiful thing about commitment is, you know, it just requires a certain level of discipline within your life. And I know we've kind of deconstructed like what it means to be disciplined in the past. And even my own relationship to discipline, it doesn't look as every single day, like I'm waking up and I'm clocking in and I'm doing the same exact thing, like in this very capitalistic way. But for me, commitment looks, you know, it looks different.
Yeah. The best way I could think about it is just what you pay attention to grows. And so your commitment to something is the watering of what you want to see grow and foster. And I think I have a very capitalistic response to commitment, which is, I'm such a commitment phobe. Like, I have such a narrative about commitment, particularly in relationships, that I very much had to challenge as being in a long-term relationship. And I never saw my life being so deeply rooted and committed to one space. I think because I grew up in a military family and wanted so badly to have that kind of worldly military experience where you were moving around all over the place, but my family was unique in that we didn't do that. My mom always said that we were the welcoming squad for everybody. Like, we always brought people in and then they would leave. And I wanted that life. I wanted to be on the move and on the go. And I was doing that for a majority of my time in college and a little bit after. But now I've been here. And it is so interesting because it challenges my thoughts, because I usually would say I'm such a commitment phobe. But I see so much of the fruits of that discipline and paying attention and being intentional and keep coming back to something in a ways that I never even envisioned my life to be what it is now. And I can't really give that the fullness of it without acknowledging my commitment to this, crafting this, my life that I have right now.
Yeah. And within that, like, I'm sure it hasn't been easy. Commitment is just one of those things where, especially in your 20s, you just feel so free and so, like, not bound to anything.
Because you're not.
It kind of pisses me off when people are like, okay, so are you going to commit to this one? And I think our generation, like Gen Z, also has this notion that we just are too lazy to be committed to anything. And so to commit ourselves to something, yes, feels like, okay, great, like, I'm committed to this one practice. At the same time, it can feel really frustrating when that's an expectation.
Totally. And it really does have to come from within. That's the thing. In a romantic relationship, I don't know if you feel the same way, but it has to come from in. You can't force the commitment onto somebody else. And I think for me, the challenge that I face in a relationship is just knowing that it's a mutual commitment. And we already talked about some of the work that I have to move through is often around control, and that I don't always have all of the flow of information. You don't always know how people are entering into the space. And so that mutual commitment is like, like, I know what I'm about to do, but are you going to do that? And so I see so much of the past 3 and 4 years of my life being such a practice of that commitment through our podcast, through my relationship. And so I really am at a place where I'm patting myself on the back being like, okay, like what you commit yourself to is actually the framework and kind of the binding that can help you move through all of the ebbs and flows of the instability that really is your 20s. Mm-hmm. So actually, yes, we are our most free. And this is probably the best time to have commitment in a weird way.
Yes. Yeah. And I think going back to what you're saying about the relationship piece, for me, I don't feel like I have necessarily been challenged with commitment in relationships, because I guess the way that my view on relationships have been in the past have always been like very lover girly. Like, I'm excited to commit myself to somebody because it feels like a personal hype person. Like, I'm trying to find that hype person, right? Yeah. I think within friendships, even like specifically within our friendship, learning how to be committed even through the challenges, mm-hmm. and being like, no, we are going to
figure this out
yeah. has been more impactful. And I think for women, oftentimes that's just the case. Like, we just learn more, grow more in our, in our friendships. Girlies. What I mean? And so for me, it's been more impactful finding the solutions and staying committed within friendships, which I think sometimes in media it doesn't feel like we always see, because people are really quick to cut other people off at like the slightest inconvenience.
Yeah. And I will say too, we're talking about it very much in terms and frames of relationships. And I will also say that I have a lot of friends who have that same level of commitment to their career and have that same type of drive, and too have had to use commitment to weather the storm. Like, oh, this is tough. And how committed am I to climbing this corporate ladder, getting to this particular milestone or benchmark, getting to that certain salary or outcome that they want to see? And so that idea that then commitment can be applied to so many other aspects of our life too. And for some of us, the sense of commitment is in practice in our career or in our relationships is so fascinating to me, because then it really does challenge this idea and this fear of, okay, do you grow into it, or is it just always a resource that's available to you? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I think I'm always thinking about that, especially with some of these major milestones that I'm experiencing.
Yeah, no, for sure. And commitment for me looks like within my rituals and the routines that I practice. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to choice. And I'm not sure if like I'm a fan or not of this person. I kind of like just find him really fascinating. But David Goggins is always don't think, just do. And this idea of just
doing,
showing up.
That's really what it is at its core. And I love that, because that feels really tangible at the most micro level of what is your commitment to your wellness routine. And especially as we're thinking about what our energy is for the summertime, like, what are you really committed to? And it could be the tiniest micro things, or it could be big things. And, you know, I've always said this from old episodes, is that you got to start small. Like, if you can't do it for the small things, you can't do it for the big things. So if you can't commit to yourself and your wellness routine, then how are you going to commit to yourself in big career aspirations or long-term relationships? Because that doing is the action piece of what we will be known for. Mm. And we talk so much about our values and a lot of these internal processes, but the girlies, it's got to translate, okay? It's got to make its way over into how you show up, the practices, the way that you hold yourself, the ways that you're in relationship. And so I think that we really do, even if you are a commitment phobe, need to sit with our sense in our relationship with commitment.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. And I'm excited to see the things that we proudly commit ourselves to, yes. whether it's relationships, frameworks, rituals, all of the things. And as always, we leave you with peace,
love and blessings. We can't wait for the next episode to talk with you guys more. But until then, sayonara, guys. Bye.
See ya.
All right, that wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.